Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This story happened a few years ago and still traumatizes me to this day. It happened back when me and my brother used to live with our mom. Our dad was never around, so it was just the three of us in the household. My mom was far from the right type of person to raise kids. Neither of us feel safe around her. My mom has always had serious issues, but she changes a lot day to day. On an average day, she's tolerable, but she's still barely there on the inside. I usually step up to be the actual parent in the house. If it were up to my mom, we would all starve, because all she gave us was Kool-Aid. She was a garbage person, a real piece of shit. Most of the time, she sits around like a statue, slowly decaying until she looks like she smokes 100 packs a day. Then, without any warning, she'll get up and throw a fit for an entire day straight, screaming about nonsense and wrecking everything in the house. Whenever that happens, the next 24 hours is a guaranteed trip to hell. I'm convinced that my mom has gone off the deep end. Recently, she had started doing something different. Her bedroom is at the end of the hall, so whenever my brother or I leave our room, we would see her creepy ass in the darkness. It was fine when she hid with her door closed, but now she sits at the foot of her bed with the door wide open, staring down the hallway, never moving or blinking, sometimes twitching like a creep. Her sheets are covered in Kool-Aid packets and empty bottles of the medication she's supposed to take, so we both know it's only a matter of time before her next episode. The other night, after this had been going on for almost 2 weeks, the dread was killing me. I'd been doing everything I could to avoid leaving my room, but that night, I couldn't sleep because I desperately needed to use the bathroom. I had no other choice but to go out there.
What are you doing? You can't go out there. I have to. Just pretend like you're asleep, okay? I'll be back in a few minutes. Be careful. I will.
Hi, Mom. Sorry I'm up. I just really needed to use the bathroom. What do you want? Mom, what's the matter with you? What's going on? I have no idea. That bitch is a psycho.
I'm sorry. Did I scare my babies? How about a nice, large glass of Kool-Aid, boys? Oh, yeah!
Thanks, Mom.
Tastes like shit!
Mom, something about this Kool-Aid doesn't taste right.
Drink the Kool-Aid, or else you'll have to drink the milk from my beanbags!
Okay.
The next day, my brother and I woke up in the hospital. That crazy bitch had poisoned the Kool-Aid she gave us. We almost didn't make it. The only thing that saved us was a 911 call I made that I didn't even remember doing. My mom was arrested, and my brother and I were taken from her custody. It was later found out that her mental illness had severely worsened, and that she was unmedicated at the time, so her sentence was slightly reduced. But she still faces years in prison and decades of close psychiatric supervision. My brother and I have been staying with some relatives ever since. Things have been much better without them, but neither of us will ever forget what happened that night. And we certainly won't be touching Kool-Aid for the rest of our lives. This story was inspired by a horrific Kool-Aid incident regarding a woman who pled guilty in giving prescription medication mixed into Kool-Aid to her daughters. The suspect was a 43-year-old woman named Shakina Lawton, who had a history of mental health problems and is to undergo a psychiatric evaluation before she's sentenced. In court, Lawton pled guilty in the attempted assassinations. It was mentioned that Lawton would serve concurrent prison sentences and that she would undergo a psychiatric evaluation. It was alleged that Lawton brought the victims into the kitchen, told them to sit down, and gave them Kool-Aid with the medication mixed into it. One of the victims then called 911 and told dispatchers that her mother was trying to poison the pair. The victims have since been in the custody of relatives.
When I first got married, I thought I had found the person that would make me happy for the rest of my life. That feeling didn't last long, though. It's amazing how quickly someone can change after getting married. Years later, I couldn't even remember why we got married in the first place. I hated her more than anything. The only reason that I even stuck around was because we had a daughter together. She was the only good thing that came out of our relationship. If it wasn't for her, I would have just walked away years ago. I forced myself to stay even though I couldn't stand the sight of my wife anymore. I didn't want a divorce either because a lawyer was way too expensive. Besides, the bitch would just end up getting child support and alimony from me for the rest of my life. There really was nothing about her that was appealing to me anymore. She used to be hot when we first got married, but then she completely let herself go. She got really disgusting. Most of the time, she would just lay around like a sack of shit and drink Kool-Aid all day. She never once lifted a finger to help around the house either. She just lived off me and unemployment checks while she sat on her ass all day. I despised everything about her. She was totally useless. And what's more, she was always angry at everyone too. What she had to complain about, I didn't know. It was honestly better that she was always in a bad mood though, because it meant that she didn't really want anything to do with me either. I couldn't imagine what I would do if she still wanted to be physical together. I couldn't even get it up for her anymore. She just got worse and worse every day, too. Not only was she lazy and gross, she also started using all this medication. That only made her worse. I was a dead man walking every day. I felt like my life was slowly crumbling away. Then one day, I had enough. I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't keep providing for someone that made me loathe my own life. That's when I decided the only bill I was going to pay for from now on was her funeral. I started looking at ways to kill her after that. After some research, I found a way to poison her drink that I figured would work perfectly. All she ever did was drink Kool-Aid anyways. She would have no idea what I had done. So I gathered the necessary supplies over the next few days, prepared the poison. Then one night, I went into the living room, where she always sat. I asked her if she wanted some more Kool-Aid. She looked even more terrible than usual.
Of course I do, you idiot! Took you long enough to ask!
Chill out, Kool-Aid man, I was just trying to be nice.
I fought back the urge to scream at her. I knew that I couldn't blow it now. I didn't want to give any reason for her to be suspicious. Besides, if everything worked out, I would never have to speak to her again. That's when I went back into the kitchen and made some more Kool-Aid. Then, I carefully mixed in the poison. It disappeared completely when I poured it in. I couldn't help but smile at how simple the whole thing was. After preparing it, I brought it over to my wife and handed her the glass. My wife snatched the glass out of my hand and started gulping it down. I watched as she drank every last drop. Then I waited expectantly, but to my surprise, nothing happened. She was completely fine. I couldn't believe it.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars, to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I was so sure that I was going to be rid of her, but it didn't work. I was furious. I wasn't going to let that stop me, though. The next night, I tried again, but this time, I doubled the dose just to make sure that it would be enough. This time, I didn't even ask if she wanted any. I just prepared the poison and brought her the glass. I knew the bitch was too greedy to refuse it. Of course I was right. She immediately drank the whole thing, just like before. This time, I was sure that it would work. I stared at her, waiting for the poison to kick in. But again, nothing happened.
I completely lost my shit at that point. It wasn't fair. Why wasn't it working? I snapped and started screaming at her. Why won't you die already? Just die! Then I realized that something was starting to happen. She started to convulse violently in her chair and foam at the mouth. It was finally working.
I watched through the whole thing. I'd honestly never seen a more beautiful sight. A few minutes later, it was over. She was dead. I thought everything was going to be perfect after that. I got rid of her body, and that was that. My life could finally begin again, but my happiness was short-lived. Her family started trying to get in contact with her after they didn't hear from her for a few weeks. It didn't take long for them to find out she was dead and call the police. I turned myself in almost as soon as they questioned me. I knew that there was no point in denying what I had done. I went to jail just a little over a month after my wife had died. That's how long I got to live again. At one point, I managed to escape. It was during the 4th of July fireworks show. All of the commotion allowed me to slip away. But I knew I couldn't be on the run for long. They caught me a couple days later and brought me back. Now I'm stuck drinking crappy Kool-Aid in jail for the rest of my life.
No!
The story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a southern Missouri man who was convicted of killing his wife by giving her Kool-Aid laced with prescription drugs. Jurors found 37-year-old Jason McClurg of Winona guilty of the death of 32-year-old Stephanie McClurg. Court records show he looked up overdose information online and that his first effort to poison her didn't work, so he tried again. He was also convicted of escaping from the Shannon County Jail after his arrest. The escape happened when he and other inmates were taken outside to watch a 4th of July fireworks show. He was captured a couple days later at a camper trailer near his hometown.
This happened a few years ago when I was dating my boyfriend at the time named Jeremy. When I met him, he was obsessed with Kool-Aid more than the average person. And it wasn't just the drink itself. He had most of the walls in his house covered with Kool-Aid posters. It was weird as hell, but I just went along with it. I eventually moved into his house and really started to notice his unhealthy addiction to the red powder. It's all he drinks. Some days, he doesn't eat anything except spoonfuls of undiluted Kool-Aid mix. His teeth are chronically stained red and have slowly been rotting away for years. Unfortunately, since he has a remote job and works from home, he rarely leaves the house, which means he never has any reason to pretend like he's a normal person, so he never gets a break from the Kool-Aid. A few months ago, things took a turn for the worst when he ordered a Kool-Aid Man costume on eBay. The moment he put that thing on and absorbed the personality of the Kool-Aid Man, I knew that my boyfriend was a sick and mentally ill man. From that day on, Jeremy demanded that I called him the Kool-Aid Man. If I ever suggested that he drank something else, or if I ever called him Jeremy, he would snap at me. And since then, he would never take off the costume, not even to shower. And every single day, the stench that emanates from him became increasingly worse. He won't even take it off when we are intimate. The guy literally embodied the whole Kool-Aid persona. It was disturbing as hell. It was clear that he was suffering from some kind of mental disorder, but it didn't matter because he would refuse to get any sort of help. The guy thought he didn't have a problem and thought I was overreacting. I tried to accept the way he is, but after everything I've had to put up with over the years, his obsession was gradually taking over our lives. A few weeks ago, things got really bad between me and Jeremy. One night, he ran out of Kool-Aid, and since he can't drive with the giant Kool-Aid man suit on, I've been making all the trips to the store for him. And when I told him that I wanted to wait until the morning, he threw a tantrum like a spoiled toddler. Despite being disturbed and afraid of what he might do as a fully grown man with no self-control, I stood my ground and we got into a heated argument. At a certain point, he started throwing things at me, and that's when I finally left the house and said I would get his stupid Kool-Aid if he would just calm down. I drove away, but I didn't go to the store. I circled the block a few times until I had to pull over and have an emotional breakdown. I called my closest friend and told her everything while I tried to collect myself. After almost an hour of conversation, she convinced me that it was time to stop enabling Jeremy's destructive habit. We made a plan of action for me to confront him, and once I was ready, I drove home without any Kool-Aid.
Non-emergency hotline, please direct all inquiries to our email or describe the situation you are reporting.
Hi. I need an officer to come to my house.
Ma'am, is this an emergency?
No, I just need someone to be here in case things get bad. I'm scared of my boyfriend, and I know he's going to get violent.
What's the address of your house, ma'am?
It's 69 Oak Street in Spokane Valley.
A deputy will be directed to your house and should arrive shortly. Are you currently at your house, ma'am?
Yes, I'm right outside in my car.
Listen carefully. Do not go inside your house until the deputy arrives. Remain in your car. Do you understand?
Oh my god. Oh my god. I think he just saw me. Please hurry and send somebody here.
Ma'am, holy stay shit. In your car.
Holy shit.
Kool-Aid, bitch! I need it now! Give me my magic dust!
I didn't get any! You need to stop this!
You're telling me you don't have any Kool-Aid? Do you want me to drink your blood instead? Oh, yeah! Ah! Weapon down and get off the car right now! Do it before we tase you! Oh yeah? Oh yeah? All you bitches can drink my piss!
Jeremy was later arrested for attempted murder, and obviously, we are no longer together. As of now, he is still waiting for his trial in jail because he couldn't afford bail. I'm happy to know that he will be put away and get the help he needs. But after everything that happened, there is still one thing that will always remind me of him. Every time I pass by the Kool-Aid at the supermarket, I'm hit with flashbacks of that night. This story was inspired by a disturbing Kool-Aid incident regarding a 41-year-old actor named Jeremy Lindholm, who has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after attacking his girlfriend with a baseball bat over Kool-Aid. Lindholm was an actor on a series called The Twin Peaks, and reportedly fled the scene of the alleged attack while clutching the bat after the victim called the cops. Jeremy told the police that he had been arguing with his girlfriend before she headed out to get him Kool-Aid. When she failed to return, Jeremy became angry and went to find her. Police officers responded to calls that a male was at a location with a bat still in his hand as he fled, but that he had quickly given up when confronted by officers. They confirmed the incident was a domestic-related case. Lindholm has since been booked into jail and charged with attempted second-degree murder, second-degree assault, and several other charges, including assaulting the unnamed victim's friend. The victim was eventually transported by ambulance to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.